It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on Measure D. The proponents of Measure D, the fire annexation, have gone into high-pressure mode in these final weeks leading up to the vote, filling your mailbox with expensive full-color flyers and going door-to-door and running phone-a-thons to urge you to vote yes. Maybe they don't realize that Sausalito residents vote based on facts, not based on pressure. People have asked me why there is so much money and effort being spent by the proponents of Measure D. I think the firefighters and the union motivation is pretty clear. Better to have members in a fire district than under a city government for salaries and benefits. But what's in it for the city council supporters of the annexation? Measure D probably did not start out this way, but the vote results may become somewhat of a benchmark of the support, or lack thereof, of the three city council members who backed the annexation. I don't think it's a coincidence that the city council's decision on the housing element was postponed until a week after the Measure D vote. No matter the outcome of the vote, the purported infallibility of the supporters of Measure D has been brought into question. I was personally appalled when I first learned that the city's fire operations consultant had a conflict of interest, and then the lead consultant admitted before the city council that the decision to annex had been made years before he was retained, and that his firm had been retained not to look at options, but simply to implement the annexation. But City Hall continues to refer to the consultant's report as an independent analysis. City Hall also crowed that the annexation would cap its pension liability to the 15 firefighters, but did not bother to assess the future liability of Sausalito residents for the high Marin County pension liabilities of the Southern Marin Fire District. A simple question would have revealed that the liability would increase over $2 million at the point of the annexation, and would most likely grow from there. How about them savings? The highly touted $184,000 annual savings is the result of looking at 1 year when the fire operations costs were high and the property tax revenue was low. In other years, there would have been no savings. $100,000 of the alleged savings would result from the fire district's rent on the fire station. This rent figure stays flat for 30 years and is particularly galling because we residents will be paying an average of over $500,000 per year over the same period. What's even more galling is that the apparently bungled financing on the public safety buildings will cost us residents over $10 million more than a standard municipal financing. This financing was done by many of the same people who now support Measure D. Many of these people served on past city councils that rejected the concept of consolidation with the fire district because they did not want the high cost of the county pensions negatively affecting the city budget. The annexation apparently solves this problem by bypassing the city budget and going straight to the Sausalito residents' wallets. If Measure D passes, it will most likely be because yes voters have opted, rather than to dig into the facts themselves, to trust the city council to do the right thing. This will then send a message to the three city council supporters of the annexation that the citizenry will likely trust the city council to do the right thing regarding the housing element. If Measure D fails, then the three city council supporters may be inclined to listen more to the resident objections regarding the housing element, particularly regarding the higher density development and the need to do an environmental impact assessment of the 372 residences on Sausalito and its fragile infrastructure. Measure D has serious flaws and should not pass. The Yes Side's radio show last Friday contains a list of reasons why you should vote yes. As there is nothing new or compelling in the list, I will simply refer you to SausalitoFireVote.com if you want to learn the other side. I have only one point to refute specifically. There is no guarantee the allocation of 45% of our property taxes will cover future fire protection costs. If costs rise above that level, the fire district will seek an increase like the water or sewer districts would. My final words on Measure D: exercise your right to vote, whether it's for yes or for no. But please educate yourself before you do. You get the government you deserve. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at RadioSausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.